Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Is this one from a horror movie?
Could be. Could be.
Is it about, does the title have a town name in it?
Could be. It might be a municipality.
It is the Dacresville Horror.
Yep.
Or Amityville, sir.
Oh, one or the other.
Dacresville Horror.
I was just thinking, Landrum. Do they have a haunted house?
Probably.
I'm sure it's massive with nice furnishings.
Horses out back.
Landrum. Horses out back?
Horses.
Oh.
They got horses in Landrum.
I was going to say. I was going to say this. If you're agitated today, don't be, because it's Friday. And for some, us, and many of you, we're finding out it's also payday. Also, tomorrow's Halloween. And also, I will get power back tomorrow, too, I understand. Thank you, Nine, for that information.
Yeah.
1-800-POWER-ON. But right now, it is time to leave all this drama, stress, poison, whatever it may be, and let it drift away into the clouds where the spirits go, where the ghosts go, and go into the FOF line. Yeah.
Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Landrum. Mm. Danny, do you want to play cornhole with us?
You want to wash the horses?
Danny, the FOF line, like I said, it's to get rid of all this stuff when you get mad about something, whether it be work or having to teach your kids at home or having to work from home or not having power, whatever the small little things that just agitate you with, you call the FOF line, which is a 24/7 voicemail that we record and then play them on Fridays, the best of the best, curated by one Fat Boy.
Yeah, man, you get some rough stuff.
Yes.
You know, we got an ongoing feud.
Truckers versus non-truckers who hate truckers.
Pretty much.
It's a feud.
Man, that's one of those, you know, a lot of times when you have these peacekeepers come together and say, you know what, I want to bring these two nations together. Is it just because you're just tired of seeing them fight? Because that's the way I am with the truckers and non-truckers.
Yeah.
I'm just, not because I necessarily, I mean, I appreciate truckers. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
I just want to see it all get over with. I'm tired of it.
Man, my favorite neighbor, my coolest neighbor, the only neighbor is like my buddy. He's an over the road trucker. He's awesome.
Yeah, all over the road.
All over the road, man.
Yeah.
Well, you get to go up in his truck just to get stuff for the house.
No, he don't bring it home in the neighborhood.
Is this is that where we're going to start this week with the trucker versus trucker haters?
No, no. You know the rule here. If there's heat on it, you want to pretty much get it out of the way early.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some heat.
Get that going.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
This goes out to all them parents that did not teach their kids how to cook. 26 years old, I was sitting here cooking a meal every night. And damn, I finally got one edible meal. Finally. You know how much money I've wasted? Finally cooked the damn meal I could eat. I'm sitting here eating good steak with a diet Mountain Lion because I can't afford Mountain Dew. Teach kids how to cook, damn it.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Lion?
I think
so. Man.
Oh, my
God. Because you got Mountain Lightning is the Walmart.
Yeah. Wouldn't you call it Mountain Lion if you're a food lion? I would.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I just didn't know that that's what it was called.
Is there a Dr. Lion?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, people should teach their kids how to cook.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until I got grown that nobody ever taught me how to clean. I didn't know how to clean. And it's.
Did your grandparents teach your mom? Dad?
I think so, yeah, because they knew how. They just didn't really teach me how. But, you know, there's a way to go about cleaning so you actually clean. Yeah. There's a good way to go about it, and there's a bunch of bad ways to go about it, too.
Yeah.
We didn't have finance classes.
I was not able to go to sex ed.
That's true.
You know how many times I've gone and vacuumed the floor and then remembered I should dust something or vacuum the hallway, and then, I got to change the air filter, and then I make a mess in the hallway, and I got to vacuum twice.
I don't know how to clean. I thought sex was kissing boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's no joke.
That's part of it.
I thought that, well, it can be. I thought that was the way you do it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the heat, though.
That wasn't the heat.
He's got heat toward his parents. And there is that generation prior to that just, they got taught all the stuff and they wrote it down in all their recipe books and they kept them together.
Yep.
They never released the information.
But the heat.
And the heat.
The heat's here? This is the heat?
The heat's here, man.
All right, damn heat, man.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Happy off Friday, the Rise Guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Most time when I call in, I want to hear about, funny sports, little weather. I just hear you guys bullshit. I'm sick and tired of hearing Don talk about dogs. Every day, dogs. If I wanted to hear that much about animals, I'd call Sarah McLaughlin. Hey, have a great day. Eat.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
He just says, he just doesn't like to hear me talk about dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Is it? It happens a lot.
I can't say I'm offended by it. Yeah, I mean, I like my dogs.
Like,
I spend a lot of time with them friends.
Aw, that's sweet.
I don't know, man. It's just tough to relate to animal on a...
Well, you hate animals.
...human level. I mean, hate's probably like...
About right.
I don't want to see anything bad happen to it, but then again, I don't want to have to buy food for it.
You wouldn't do anything to prevent something bad from happening to it.
I mean, I don't have to rub a stupid head.
See? Hate.
You're dreadful. You just are.
Well, Paige's animal is a terrorist.
Man, that was easy to turn that around on Fat Boy, wasn't it?
You totally just sidestepped that and let it run right through you.
It's fun here.
Yeah. Okay.
More heat?
You're so bad, you talk about your animals like you love them, you son of a gun. So much heat.
Yeah. Ooh.
864.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not, I guess.
Yeah.
I know Fat Boy, too. He's sitting there, and he's like, all right, here's the heat. And you're like, that wasn't nothing. And no, here comes the heat.
This is the heat.
864.
I'll be some heat.
241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Fat Boy, this one's for you. Quit being a f***ing puss and say what you mean. You don't have to start every sentence by, well, I'm not trying to be a dick. Yeah, you're trying to be a f***ing dick or you wouldn't say something stupid. So either be a dick or be a f***. You can't be both. Well, I guess some people are these days, but you can't be both.
It wasn't that bad either.
You want to preface it with, because some people may think when they hear that, that you know, that's how they should take it.
Right.
Like, I should be offended because of what he said.
Yeah. Well,
and he probably should.
See, that's part of the thing. I say that sometimes.
Yeah.
He doesn't key in on me saying that, I guess, but keys in on Fatboy saying it. But anytime I say, look, I'm not trying to be a dick. The silent part after that is, I just am naturally.
Fill in the blank.
I don't say that part, but it's implied, I feel.
And he says, I love my dogs, and then it goes.
Yeah. Oh. Fatboy hates animals. Anybody hate animals?
Yeah, what's wrong with
innocent,
you?
Innocent, pure, vegetarian, friendly animals.
Uh-huh. I don't know, Steve.
Actually, vegetarians love animals more than people who eat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even more so. There again, you talk about what's around you, yeah. And he's around his dogs. You're around a wife and child that you never talk about.
Yeah, but that's different because, you know, there's some people that don't want to be talked about sometimes.
Oh.
But I like to separate it, you know.
Well, mm-hmm. That's fine. No.
That's why I don't like getting recognized. I don't want a lot of questions.
I mean, since the middle of March, I've spent 18, 19 hours a day with dogs pretty much.
I mean, that's a long time.
It is, but I mean, you know, it's fun.
It's your life, though. You can't change. Really, I mean, that's how you live.
It's really fun.
Like, I don't want people to say, hey, man, what'd you do on the show? Or, like, I sit here and mash buttons. That's it.
And
I answer the phones. Other than that. I mean, what else is going on?
God, why is it the last few weeks have turned into therapy shows for you?
I can't afford it.
I sit there, we both, Nina and I both put you over in a major, major, major radio magazine website. And you and all these things you do for the show, and you're like, oh, I'll just sit here and press a button. That's all I do.
I mean, you got to simplify it.
I said you're the funniest dude on the show, and I wouldn't lie about that. I would not lie and compliment you.
Mark it
if
on
I
your
compliment
calendar.
You know it's true.
Mark it on your calendar. Monday, the Fat Boy Appreciation Show. The Fat Boy Appreciation Show comes Monday.
I'm calling in.
And if he just prefaced whatever he was going to say that's kind of off-color, where he would just say, I'm just being a dick here, but this is how I feel.
I can't wait for Fat Boy Appreciation Day on Monday.
On Monday.
Yep, we're going to need that. It's going to be the day before Election Day. Everybody's going to be even angrier than they are right now, so it'll be great to appreciate Fat Boy.
You know what? I ain't going to vote. I'll protest. I'll show you.
We have two more here.
Two more, man.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, guys. I just want to get something clear here. I'm a second loop black belt in Taekwondo, and it is Taekwondo. The last dude that talked about it is a f***ing idiot, all right? He doesn't know what the f*** he's talking about. And Fat Boy, karate and Taekwondo are not the same damn thing, all right? Taekwondo is a Korean fighting sport, and karate is a Japanese fighting sport, all right? Don't you get the f***ing too confused, damn it, all right? Love you, Rise Guys.
Hiya, take that.
Yeah,
yep. You only got two legs. There's only so many styles you could kick somebody with these two legs.
No, the kicks are different. You never see them on Sports Science where they did the karate kicks and the Muay Thai kicks and the Taekwondo kicks, and they timed them out and they measured the force and the speed and the accuracy of them.
I thought that was Mythbusters.
Very different.
It's all karate.
No, no.
High karate is a great cologne.
No. Yeah, I mean, you. But
is it?
Like, why is it that you rebel so hard against being part of the dumb rural South, except on things like that where you embrace it? That, like, you know, just like your dad thought the Ninja Turtles were doing karate. So
why does everything have to be micromanaged? Like, call it what it is. It's karate.
No.
It's not 80 different styles to kick somebody.
It's not all karate.
But instead of karate, you would say martial arts. Karate is karate. It's a specific martial art.
What if I kick you with the back of my foot? What is that?
I'd be impressed as hell.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the back of your foot?
I'm going to kick you in the back of the foot with the back of my foot.
Trip to the emergency
room. What is that
room.
Called?
That's what that's called.
It's like, you know.
You're going to fall.
An ass-kicking contest and bringing a knife to a gunfight. All of them things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But martial arts are all different. Like, I just, judo and aikido and sambo.
I've been
all
in a bunch
arts.
Of fights and never kicked a single time.
What? No.
Mm-mm.
That's not a reaction
no.
to kick.
I mean, if you're. Here's the thing. If you're ever in a fight with a fat man, he's not going to kick you. Just be aware of that. He's not going to willingly get his feet off the ground in a fight ever.
And no.
Unless he's taking you down.
It would anybody believe you saying, excuse me, but I'm going to kick your butt because I know karate?
Right.
Right. Nobody's going to believe it.
And plus, just so you know, it's always the same thing with me. I'm going to kick you in the stomach,
yeah.
I'm going to flip you off, and then I'm going to stun you.
Then I'm going to run.
and then I'm going to flip you off a bunch more times, and I'm going to leave the ring, and I'm going to flip everybody off, and then, you know what, I'm going to come back in there, and I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. But that guy's heat was with Looper more than Fatboy. Fatboy's just pulling it in on himself.
Looper versus Danielson is now what the new feud we have going on here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if these guys were talking about it out at a restaurant, somebody in passing would walk by and say, hey, take it easy. It's karate.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it easy, man.
Relax. All right.
One more before we move into halftime.
Kung Fu ain't karate neither.
I know.
Kung Fu.
Yeah, Julie one Newmar. More.
Julie Newmar. All right, one more. 864-241-4318. This here is the FOF line.
What's up, P1s? Morning, Rise, guys. I got a drink for you, too. I wonder if I can patent this. What you do, go to your local liquor store. You get you two-fifths of that Jesse James bourbon whiskey. And then you contact whatever local drug dealer you're dealing with, whatever state you're in. Get you a damn quarter ounce of cocaine. That's 2 8 balls for anybody that don't have a tooth mask. Do all that. That's how you get a cocaine step start. Y'all tickle it. Peace.
Wait, who was that?
That's a fact. Hey, man, you got any recommendations?
Yeah. Hey, can I get $400 worth of cocaine and $25 worth of liquor, please?
That's what'd a you lot. What'd
you put in this, buddy?
Where's he at? Sturgis, what is going on?
You put some blue Caraco and I put some cocaine.
Like he's covering the whole party. It's not just for him.
That's funny as hell, man.
Oh, my God.
A party for one.
Sorry, well, we went straight to the party.
Wow.
That was great. He's funny.
It was cocaine stepdaughter, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Okay. We're going to move into the second half. So far, I have not caught any heat. Paige, you've not caught any heat.
No.
Paige rarely catches any heat.
I caught minimal heat.
Minimal heat, dude.
Bad boy, though.
You love dogs.
He's a heat-seeking missile.
Oof, oof.
We're going to move into the second half. You can get in. There's time. 864-241-4318. On this All Hallows Eve Eve, it's Friday. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. It is payday for many. It is good. It is All Hallows Eve Eve. And after the hail of Hurricane Zeta yesterday, yeah. It's beautiful outside. It's a little chill in the air. And my sister, the one who moved away to Boston to forsake her family.
Big Ange.
She just texted me, guess what? I said, what? She's like, it's snowing here. Look at that.
It's snowing.
32 degrees and snow. They're gonna have a white Halloween.
That's gonna be your
That's
fault.
That's crazy.
Be all my fault.
It snows at Angels. It don't snow here, baby.
She I'm gonna go live
snow.
There.
She hates snow. She likes snow.
What for the kids? But, no, the yeah. boys.
But for herself, she don't like it.
No.
I'm gonna go pot car Matthew.
She's not adapted. I don't think that would be possible. That you could get that twang out of my sister. I said twang.
If a southerner starts picking up a Boston accent, it turns into Charleston.
It does.
We're going to pop the car.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it does. We're going to go down to the market.
I'm going to start telling people McMaster's from Boston originally.
Don't right. you do it now.
That's right. All right. Back into the second half. Guys, the first part, it was kind of funny. Obviously, I didn't catch any of the heat, but the cocaine stepdaughter had a great call. We now have the Looper versus Danielson karate discussion.
Yeah. Mm.
I know that we're going to have some trucker stuff coming up, though. You already told us.
Yeah, we got trucker stuff. But you know what we say is open 24/7. You can always call the FOF line.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to get sometimes. Sometimes you get, something that's not always mad.
It's like a box of chocolates.
This call came in last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
I don't know if you know anything special about last Wednesday, but, somebody might have
That was
had
my birthday.
Okay.
You
got a special message.
Hello, Matt. As part of my duties as president, I have to wish all of the losers out there a happy birthday. I am making birthdays great again. So, Kafefe, birthday to you. And by the way, lose the sunglasses. They're very creepy. And no one knows creepy better than me. That I can tell you.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, take your time off the campaign trail.
Man.
Making fun of Joe to call you.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Creepy Matt.
There's a little bit of heat on it, but considering who it came from, you know, yeah. It's not that bad.
Malarkey man.
Oh, boy.
Vatican tell.
How are you going to top that? You had the president.
I don't know. I just made our vice president very jealous, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
That I can tell you.
That I can tell you.
That I can tell you. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I don't have them on today, believe it or not.
You're not wearing them right now. You're wearing your readers.
I'm wearing the readers. That's right, because I'm reading all these mean text messages.
DJ readers.
864-241. Tell me, hold the fingers up. That many, huh?
Yeah.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Yeah, this is for all the ladies out there that go to the grocery store and decide that they want to take their whole hand and squish the loaves of bread to figure out which one is the softest. I got to get the softest. Do you know which one's the softest? Not the one you just f***ing squish down to a quarter inch with your palm as I'm filling up the shelf. You guys do realize that the vendors that fill these stores usually have to pay to buy the product back that you squish with your f***ing hands. Like, I don't understand it. Ladies, you are the pickiest people when it comes to your loaves of bread. I don't understand. Got a guy, he goes up, walks up, picks it right off the shelf, walks away. Women, you'll squish every loaf. I don't understand it. It blows my f***ing mind. You look at me and say, is this the freshest? No, I'm putting the worst ones on the shelf so you can buy it, you stupid sons of bitches. Stop being so picky, ladies, please. Love your eyes, guys. Tickle it.
Man.
Shout out to P1 Marita.
Well, yeah, somewhere on the loaf of bread, the kind I like loafa. To buy has the, you know, on the loaf has the little tag on it, the little plastic tag instead of the twisty that seals it up. And they'll have a date on that. So there's always a date on it. And you can usually, pretty much determine that, okay, this one has a date for 2 weeks from now. It's pretty dang fresh.
Yeah, but you know how they get. I've seen it.
But then again, I don't know how many times since I've gone and I bought a carton of eggs, right? And it'll be open from where someone has looked into the carton and decided it wasn't up to their standards for eggs. I look in there, not a broken egg. All these eggs look just fine. And I don't know why these eggs weren't good enough for whatever old Biddy decided they weren't good enough, but they're perfectly fine eggs.
How do you know that somebody else opened them?
Because people do that with eggs. If you find a carton that's open, it's because somebody's probably looked at it and decided it wasn't good enough. You ever see people buying eggs? They're always looking at them, opening them up, looking around to make sure there's no broken eggs.
Yeah, because you'll find a carton that's not full. Yeah. Somebody like me picked it out.
Mm-hmm.
I like to pick from each carton.
Yeah.
You would.
I buy local eggs, brown ones, blue ones.
Paige, do you go out and squeeze the loaves?
Blue ones are cool.
I don't eat that much bread, so I don't buy. I usually, if I was going to eat it, you know, I.
And that's a good point. You don't have to squeeze the loaf. All you got to do is pinch a loaf.
That's true.
There you go.
That's true. Squeeze the Charmin, not the loaves.
Yeah. Squeeze the Charmin, pinch the loaf.
But I am guilty at looking at eggs because I've bought eggs that were broken before.
You ever make the joke when you go to the egg section, you grab it, and there's a lady sitting there, and you say, are these eggs frozen? And you give her the elbow, because, you know, women do that for fertility when they can't have kids.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. It's Friday.
Yeah. Never.
No.
These
never
eggs ever. Frozen?
Stay away from that guy in the vegetable section.
You want egg that beaters. Extra chromosome.
He's not like an egg beater.
Well.
864. That has to suck. That happens.
Some
and that's also costing us money, because Fatboy's going in signing cans of beer at Ingles, and they probably put them on the scratch and dent side because they're like, oh, somebody wrote fat all over this.
Probably. I'll sign the milk, autograph. Too.
They're wondering why someone scribbled on a can of beer.
I wonder what happens to those John Boy and Billy barbecue sauce bottles I put for rectal use only stickers on.
I'll try to hide them.
Burning, bro.
Oh, no, man. What kind of sauce you selling?
You think they still sell those?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I've seen them.
Yeah. 864.
You got more stickers?
Oh, yeah.
241-4318. This here is the FOF line.
Tell that dumb son of a bitch that was bitching about 911 dispatcher not doing their job to get his ass behind one of them consoles and try to do the job before he criticizes somebody. And he criticizes somebody's driving, thinking that they're drunk. Probably was. But you motherfucking truck drivers can't drive with the damn anyway. All you some bitches.
Oh,
there you go.
I forgot right about that gauntlet.
Guy. Woo. He's mad at truckers. None of you can drive.
So now you can't, Fatboy, you can't keep calling ambulances hospital trucks because clearly the line has been drawn in the sand or in the parking lot.
Yeah, it has, and I don't want any part of this feud, so I'm going to call it, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Ambulance.
Actually, I'm not going to go car or truck. I'm going to go libertarian. I'm going to go van.
Yeah.
I'll go van.
Safest way.
Yeah.
I'll go van. 864. Everything's political. 864.
Yep.
241.
Even bread vans.
But after Tuesday, it'll be fine.
Yep.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is P1 Grass Ginger here with a public service announcement to all you f***ers out there with damn aftermarket headlights. If you f***ers don't know how to read the instruction and install these motherfuckers where they aim at the ground, not directly in the cab of my motherfucking truck while I'm trying to drive down the road and can't see, it's fucking ridiculous. Either put them in right or don't put them in. And nobody else can see on the road. That's damn selfish. F you. F your life. Good luck with those headlights if I see them. Rise, guys. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure is ours, sir.
Well,
I wouldn't say blink their life though, because of it. But then you get some of those that there are. I assume the aftermarket ones, the ones that are blue, and they didn't put them in right. And it's kind of like, you know how the front of a car looks like a face. Some of them,
yeah.
It's like they're doing the rocks people eyebrow, because it's like it looks like Robert Gibson's eyes with mm-hmm. the flat, you know, kind of looking over here a little bit.
I think I got to say blink those people because if you're doing something and you don't look into how to do it. And you don't do it right, and it inconveniences other people, you're a dick.
It is blinding.
Are you trying to be a dick when you say that?
No, no.
I have to agree.
Well, the extra, you know, are they factory now, the halogens or whatever? Because I'll be flashing my lights, and they don't change. I'm like, oh, well, I guess.
They're not on bright, though.
If they're factory, they're not super bright in your eyes. They're not pointed at your eyeballs. They're angled correctly, and they have I think they're in a different housing as well that kind of eliminates some of the bright glare that blinds you when you're driving and somebody has, again, half-ass aftermarket job done.
Just keep what you got. You quit going to Main Street. You ain't in Fast and the Furious. Just keep the freaking headlights that you got.
You can go to Main Street. They'd probably do it right.
Well, I mean, they would, but I'm saying you don't have to aftermarket everything on the car. You don't need a big wing on it if you got a CRX.
I'm not looking for any heat calls next week, but I'm going to say this. I get that you got to have them that light strip across the bottom of the truck when you're out hunting. When you're hunting, you may or may not need that.
You ain't supposed to spotlight them.
You don't need it driving down
illegal to spotlight
points at highway. You don't need it driving down Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Who's hunting from a Chevy 2500?
Nobody is.
Nobody's hunting from an F-250.
Scratch one on that truck. You doing it. I see your truck. I see it. You ain't got, good Lord, get a neon sign pointing down. Go to Vegas and get one of them neon signs pointing down. I see it.
Look,
you spent $70,000 on your truck. I see it.
Well, a lot of the ones that have the light bars and the squatted trucks and the super bright lights that aren't aimed correctly, a lot of those are younger dudes, it seems like, when I see them out in traffic. And it's the way they peacock.
Yeah,
it's like a bird mating ritual trying to draw attention to themselves from the redneck girls.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's how the young redneck men draw attention from the young redneck girls. That's how it happens.
The bad lighting.
And you know how they get in touch with the redneck girls? They have their Instagram on the side of the truck.
Oh, yep, yeah, they sure do.
What are you doing?
Like a billboard.
Because they're looking for the girls, and then they're looking for the guys to come on there and say, "What are you doing in your truck?" And then you get attacked.
This mm-hmm. what made a relationship official in the 90s. You put her name on the passenger windshield.
Yeah. No, you give her a window. No, you give her a pink real tree. Give her the lady doe.
Oh, yeah, the deer sticker.
Yeah. That's her seat now.
You'll get into brown.
Don't you love when, remember?
Her seat.
The tinted windows, and then you'd put your not before Twitter handles and Instagram handles, but you would, you'd put your name, and then you'd put her name on the other side.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really?
He just said that. He's been a dick.
Son of a bitch. you so-and-so. But the best thing would be like a name like Roberta, but he had to drive her car to work. So you're sitting at a red light and you look over and this old boy sitting there smoking a cigarette and says Roberta. And you're like, what?
Oh, no.
Ain't no way.
You ain't no Roberta. It's Robert A.
No.
All right.
Man, that was like a trashy engagement back in the day. And a trashy promise ring back in the 90s was an airbrush t-shirt with both your names on it from the beach. Or the mountains, either one.
I went with the hat. She got the shirt.
Yeah.
You didn't get the caricature pictures of both of you?
No. He said, what do you want to put on there for like a little logo, a little symbol or whatever? And I said, I don't know. I wasn't wearing sunglasses in there or whatever.
Ross.
He said, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm on the radio. So I have a jam box that is airbrushed on this hat, and it just says Matthew.
Well, you're supposed to get her name, and she's supposed to get yours. That's what makes it like a trashy promise ring.
Oh, she's wearing the hat.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wearing the medium shirt.
Okay.
Let's say life's a bit.
It looks like
shirt.
A halter top. I'll pull it down. See?
Yeah. Oh.
There you can read it.
That's nice.
That's good.
864 248-241-4318. This is the last piece of Halloween candy in your pumpkin head.
Hmm. Yeah, you got to eat it slow.
Oh, I should watch Pumpkinhead today.
Which one?
First one.
Mm.
Best one.
Is that like on a hayride or something? Agents 241-4318, the grand finale.
So I just got to think about all these truckers. The reason why people hate truckers around here is because none of you motherfuckers can drive. You're on a two-lane fucking road where both of you are side-by-side taking your fucking time while there's like a two-mile line behind you trying to get around, and both of you fucking idiots are sitting there side-by-side. No one's worried about you blowing the wife's back out because all of you are too fat to get out of the fucking truck. Get off your fucking phone, learn how to drive, and no one will have a fucking problem with you. That's the reason why I drive a bike. I can go around y'all fat fuckers because you don't know how to drive. I don't know how you get a fucking license nowadays. I mean, you must just apply for it online, but none of you can fucking drive. Tickle it.
None of them?
Driving dark.
Yeah, the majority of truckers I'm on the road with do a fine job. There's one here or there that isn't doing well.
Rarely is. And I'm not kowtowing right now. That means ass kissing, for those of you that are not natives. It's one of those things where usually it's got to be such a pain in the ass. I know it is. But it didn't fall from heaven. I wish I had a face mask that said that. I'd wear it out.
You bought it?
You know, if you're hauling a truckload of manna, you can't say that because it did fall from heaven.
Well, manna.
Who brings the trucks? You think about that.
Bigger trucks.
Tesla trucks, actually.
Huge trucks bring trucks.
These driverless trucks. I was thinking about that the other day. That was the last call, right?
Yes.
I want to ask Robinario next time I see him.
Hey, man.
I want to say, if you're in a Tesla driving car, right?
Uh-huh.
It drives itself.
Yeah.
But you're drunk.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, I'm just saying, if you get pulled over, the car is driving and it's keeping the speeds, but you're behind the wheel intoxicated. Is that a DUI?
It would be. I can answer. It would be. It definitely would be.
Would it be?
It would. Yeah, because you're in control of the vehicle, even though you're not driving it. You're the operator of the self-driving vehicle.
They wouldn't give it to Elon Musk, well, the DUI.
You know, we've heard stories on this show over the years about somebody who would be at a party or something, and they'd go outside, and they're too drunk to drive. They're just going to sleep it off in the car. And
oh, yeah, you can
get it. If you have the keys in the switch or something, or the car's running and you're just in there sleeping, yeah, you can get a DUI for that because you're operating a vehicle.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily driving it, and it isn't in motion, but you're operating a vehicle.
Yeah, that was the girl who got mad at her boyfriend and went and sat in the car, and she was drunk and she didn't even have it forward. She had it flipped back listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Cops show up to bust the party, give her a DUI.
Yeah, you're operating a motor vehicle.
What if you're laying down in the back seat while the Tesla car drives?
And if the keys aren't in it and you're laying in the back seat, you'd probably be fine because you aren't operating the vehicle.
Oh. Say again?
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, I would be too. all right, just food for thought. But never mind, Rob. Your former roommate's already answered.
Unless I'm wrong, Rob, then correct me, please.
Rob will call the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We encourage you to call at any time, place, when you get agitated or TO'd or PO'd or pissed off. And we'll continue. More Rise Guys right after this.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Jill, please?
This is Jill.
Hey, Jill, this is Jim with Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call you up. You had come in last week. I think you got a strawberry shortcake costume.
Yeah.
That you were supposed to pick up in the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a stain on that. We had to have that cleaned.
Right.
And unfortunately, that was damaged during cleaning. I'm sorry. We do not have a replacement for it in the store.
What?
Yeah, it's been damaged. We don't have anything to replace it. I'm sorry. Your costume is, it's, the skirt was damaged during dry cleaning. Yes.
Do you have another strawberry shortcake outfit or costume?
No, I just said that we don't.
You don't?
No, we do not.
Well, I've been planning to be strawberry shortcake for like the past 3 months, and I paid for the costume, and that's the outfit I want to wear, so... I don't understand. I paid for it. So you need to get me a strawberry shortcake costume.
Again, I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. I mean, I wish I could fly, but that doesn't work out so well either. Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't have it.
Sorry's not going to be able to be my outfit for Halloween, is it? You have to get me a strawberry. I've been planning this for 3 months. It's the cutest strawberry shortcake outfit. Do you have anything similar? Do you have any other things left there that are maybe?
No, I mean, that was a great costume. I understand why you picked it out, but all of my slutty costumes. Yeah, I know, but all the slutty stuff's taken. I'm sorry, you're going to have to wear clothes.
It wasn't slutty. It's a little sexy. Do you have any little, like, cute little sexy, like, costumey characters left? Like, maybe one of Strawberry Shortcake's friends, like Blueberry Muffin or anything?
No, I'm sorry. I think every skank in Greenville's been through here in the last 2 weeks. We're tapped out on short skirts and revealing tops. We probably have, like, a German beard girl outfit for a large lady, if you want that.
Obviously, I'm very petite. You see that? You know what? What is your name?
I'm Jim.
Jim, okay, you know what, Jim? Can I please speak with your store manager, please?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Mr. Jenkins! Mr. Jenkins!
Hello.
Hi, hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Cornelius Jenkins Jr. I'm the store manager here. What can I do for you?
Okay, Mr. Jenkins.
Jenkins.
I have rented a strawberry shortcake costume
a
week and a half ago.
Well, thank you.
That was supposed to be rented. What?
Be quiet. I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
Yes. I had rented a strawberry shortcake outfit or costume for about a week and a half ago. It was supposed to be clean. There was a stain on it, and I was supposed to pick it up.
Yeah, I know. I guess the girl that rented it last time took a in it.
Excuse me? That's disgusting.
Oh, I know. That's why we're getting it clean for you. So, but it got damaged. Hello.
Listen... I need you to replace that outfit. I've already paid for it. You're going to have to go buy another one for me to rent or come up with another outfit for me to wear. Or, you know what, actually, can you refund my money? Because I really don't, I don't even think I want a costume from your store.
Well, when you came in the store, you probably saw the sign there that said no refunds, no exceptions. Hello. It didn't say hello on there. I was just saying hello.
I'm just going to have it refunded on my credit card because, first of all, the language... From you know what? I was glad I didn't get my costume from your store. Evidently, this one was someone defecated on the one that I rented.
It was either that or they fell asleep with a Snicker bar in the back pocket. I'm not sure yet. I didn't smell. But listen here. We got a few things left here. What size you wear?
Either like a 2-2-3 or extra small.
You need to eat a cheeseburger. This is what I can offer you. Let's see here. You could be Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Who?
Velma. That's the girl always losing her glasses.
No, thank you.
We got Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, Max. You want to go there? Go that route? Let's see here. We got a Miss Piggy costume missing the nose. I don't know if that's going to work. And then I got a pair of bedazzled overalls. I don't know what you can do with that. Maybe a...
You know what?
Hello.
I'm going to need to have my money refunded. And I don't care what your friggin' policy is. Okay, sir, I need to have that.
Is that your real voice?
Yes.
God. Listen here. Ain't no reason to be crying about it. Ain't nothing but a costume. You can slut it out any other night.
I can't go with Angela Lansbury.
Sure you can. I did last year. That's actually my costume I'm going to let you borrow. Let's see here. Let me pull up your ticket.
You know,
more rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears, starting at 10, right after these Rise guys shut up.
93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.